With Camo from Nashville Access and Tessa Snart from the UK, Sound and Country Vision is quite simply essential listening for fans of country and music.
Used to spend my nights out in barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high.
And for the first time We've actually got camo via Skype and Skype that's been sorted out so that levels should be fine. Isn't that right, camo?
Almost perfect.
Yes, exactly. Almost perfect. We'll achieve greatness in many ways. Tessa, that was your first choice of music in terms of Tennessee whiskey.
Yes, so Chris Stapleton.
Yeah. So was this because you'd been you'd taken the Nashville Access line and said we must feature more Chris Stapleton?
I think so, definitely. I think we needed a Nashville Access pick, and I believe he performed at the recent ACM Awards, so I thought he was quite a good fit for the show today. What do you think, Camo?
Yeah, you know, Chris Stapleton's really good. It's funny, everybody's kind of like, where did Chris Stapleton come from? Well, he's been around here for 10 years writing songs, and he was in a band called the Steel Drivers, which is kind of a bluegrass band. So he's been around for a while.
Tremendous excitement as we head into, is this volume 7?
Volume 8.
It's volume 8,
volume
you see.
8 already.
An Easter special of Sound and Country Vision. And Tessa was out and about on her first Sound and Country Vision location report recently. She was.
Yes.
And in the next chunk of joy that's coming through, and it is quite a chunk actually, because we've got a few musical breaks, but you can settle back and relax, Camo, and just let it wash over you. You do actually get a name check in the actual interview.
Yes.
It's worth listening out for that alone, really. There's a whole
It's a sad state of affairs when people are dropping my name.
No, you had to be in there.
You had to be there. And where were you, Tessa?
I was in Nottingham at the Doghouse, and I got to see Dawson perform as well, so that was really exciting.
This is the Dawson Rains.
The Dawson Rains.
And what was the first question that you put to him?
Well, how's the tour going so far?
The tour has been going very well. So we've done Glasgow, and we were in, I gotta remember all the cities, on Newcastle last night at Jumpin' Jack. So it's been going very well. The band's been kicking it, and the fans have been enjoying it. So.
That's really good to hear. Okay, so for those in the UK that may not be familiar with you yet, tell us a bit about you. Where did it all begin? How did it start?
As far as I can remember, I've been singing music. So I've been told anyways I sang before I talked, which I've never understood that line, but that's what I was told.
Okay.
So I've done school plays, I've done choir, I've done solo competitions growing up. So music's always been something I did. But as a Canadian-born guy, we all play hockey. So I was a very good hockey player. So we all believe we're going to go to the NHL. That was it. So music got pushed aside when I got a little bit older. Still loved listening to it, always listened to it, car, house, but didn't sing as much. And then when hockey didn't end up being the career, went into business and stuff that, you know, we all do if we do like that kind of thing. But music started coming forward again. So I started singing in bars and karaoke with friends. And everyone's like, you can actually sing. It's like, yeah, I can. I just didn't let anyone know for about a decade that way because it wasn't cool in my mind. So it was just kind of a full circle that came back to something that makes me happy. And then I decided to make it a career. And that's kind of what got me here. So.
Okay. So do you have a musical background? Has anybody in your family ever gone down the same route as you? Or
Zero.
Zero. You're the first.
I have no athletic family background. I have no musical family background. I believe I was adopted and no one's ever told me because I have no idea where it all comes from.
The only way,
it's got to be. It's got to be. But no, it's just what I did have was parents that played music. So they always had something in the house going. They used to go to concerts from my recollection of years back. And it really exposed me. And I had older cousins that I always hung out with. They exposed me to a lot of good music. So I've always had people sharing their taste of music, so became just a music fan of so many different kind of genres.
Okay, so what are those genres, and who kind of influenced you throughout your growing up?
I was more of a rocky dude. I still am kind of rocky. It was classic rock, I guess we call it now, because I was younger when it came out, but that's what I was being exposed to, like Queen, the Eagles, Led Zeppelin, Boston, Journey, like all those kind of classic rock. But when I started picking it, I guess the ones I want to listen to, which are my all-time favorite band, I say it in every interview, Def Leppard is my massive, massive favorite band. I've gone to like a dozen at least. I keep telling everybody, if you can hook me up with Joel Elliott when I'm over here, I need to see the man, I need to write with the guy because it's my favorite band. But I also listen to ABBA. I know it sounds really weird, but it's one of those things. It was playing, so I heard it. And then pop and hip-hop, LL Cool J, like, I listen to everything. If it sounds good, I'm a fan of music, I'll listen to it.
I think that's brilliant, and I think that makes you a better artist as well, instead of focusing on one genre, because you're bringing in all the elements, I guess, to your music as well.
I think so. I think it just opens up, you know, your idea of what, music can be like, not just that it has to be because it fits into this. And as you might have just heard there, I didn't mention one country artist. So most people are like, well, why are you in country? But again, you're influenced by something happening. happening, and it was Garth Brooks. So Garth Brooks, I saw him on a replay of a concert in New York. I can't remember the title of the concert or whatnot, but blew me away. Made me think that, again, country is something that should also be looked into, and that opened me up to Travis Tritt. Yes, obviously the Bad Boys of Country, Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and all that. But then at that time when I started looking at it, all the newer bands were coming in, like the Keith Urbans, and I'm trying to think who was the other main one at that time. I don't think Luke was out then, but it just kind of opened me up to it. And then I realized that my style of writing fit, but I was still rocky, so I needed a bigger sound.
Okay then, so obviously you mentioned you're Canadian born. How does country music over there differ to Nashville? Is there any differences or...
Yeah, big time. And to be honest, like, I debuted in Canada, and literally the next year I was living in Nashville. I had been going to Nashville since 2004, so I was going back and forth and doing my little treks and getting, you know, my feet kind of wet, as they say. But Nashville is the mecca of country for a reason. Like, you know, when you're there, you know you're somewhere special. The writing is amazing, what they're pumping out of there. Like, the staff writers are great, but you get to write with them, and then it makes you better, but then you see and feel how it's going. Yeah, in Canada, it's a good market. I mean, I'm not going to bash my home country, obviously, but it's not where I felt I need to be. I don't think my style at the time, I mean, they've gotten more acceptance of a different variety within country as well. But when I came out, I was definitely more heavier than I think they were ready for, if that's fair to say, in 2010. And I had a little bit of love for a little bit, but wasn't filling it up too much. So okay. For me to make the move to Nashville, like I said, going from 2004, by 2010, I was more than wanting to live there. So once I made that move, it's been Nashville. Canada's my home country, but I don't do a lot in Canada.
So Nashville's home from home pretty much then?
It is, yeah. It's where I like love getting back to. I grew up playing hockey, skiing, everything in Canada, but I am a beach boy. I love the sun. I love the water. I love heat, the more of it.
Okay, so you've kind of touched on this already, and it's a question I was going to ask you. But sure. if your music, if you hadn't gone into music and your career hadn't taken off, what would you do? What job would you go into? You've mentioned you love sport, so...
I would definitely be an entrepreneur. I can't work for anyone else. I'm bad that way. I mean, I had a business of my own in my previous life, which was in investments and whatnot. I definitely have to be my own boss. I would definitely be somewhere hot doing that job, whatever it may be. Because of my background, it would probably be in some type of business or finance, possibly management, just what I know, which I brought into music. So if it wasn't music, I'd probably be doing that.
Maybe you'll have your own recording studio one day.
Well, I have my own label, so that's the big thing we did a year ago. I want to have my own label for me, obviously, but then to expand and grow as an indie label and bring in other artists that have that opportunity like I've had, that we feel we can take it to the next level. But you're not going to sign with a major. Either you don't want to, like I didn't, or maybe a major's not going to want an artist. So that's kind of where it's going for me. Be the artist, as long as I can be the artist, because I want to be.
Yes.
But definitely the label owner as well.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been over to the UK before, you've toured and everything. Have you had a chance to do all the usual touristy things over here?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I've not done
anything yet. And I know, and it's because we're jam-packed. Like, yeah. When you come over, last time I had, I think, a day and a half off, I went to York. Because I'm history buff too, in the sense that I love knowing about why things happened, where they happened. So obviously the UK, especially England, has such amazing history. When we had the day coming off, I asked Luke, who's my guitar player and lead band leader and best friend over here and everything, where can we go to see some history? And he's like, well, if you want to see some old stuff, I'll say, you got to go to York. And I'm like, great, let's do it. So we finished the one show, and we headed right for York, and I was blown away. Wow. So for me, that was enough at that time.
Okay.
But I need to see downtown London. Like, I've not done London.
You need to come to Lincoln as well.
Well,
History
are
Central.
You going to take me around? Because I need tour guides.
I'd love to. Yeah.
Okay, deal.
We'll definitely have to do that.
Okay, well, you take me. If there's more history, I'm there. You show me all the stuff. But I want to take it in.
Yeah.
I just have to have more time. Like, because we plan, you come over, you know, you get here, you do, had a media week, had a couple days off, we rehearsed, hit the road. We have 2 days off through the tour, and we're too far away from anything really where we're at. So, and then I leave April 2nd, right after a day and a half after our last show. So, I've got to come back and be a tourist at some point, or at least add a week on and be a tourist.
Definitely.
Lincoln's included now with you. So,
add that to your list.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool. Deal.
Okay, so you're actually on tour with The Rising, who are an Irish band, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And is it Gary Quinn as well?
Gary Quinn was on.
He was on, didn't he?
Yes, unfortunately, literally last minute, there was a personal circumstance that, you know, we couldn't get around, and unfortunately is not with us, but it was definitely exciting to have him on with The Rising. Yes, they're both Irish. It wasn't planned that way. It was just the opportunity to play with some great artists. So The Rising and my management talked in October about doing something, and so when we were putting this tour together, we had our hit list of artists from as far as Australia, Nashville, UK, and we knew The Rising were in that mix, and they were very, very eager to be a part of this. So it was pretty easy to say, okay, let's do this together. You're here. You have a name. People know who they are, which is also good. Yeah. And then Gary's really good friends with Luke. So he's like, listen, I would love to be your special guest opening act. So we had a great setup. Unfortunately, like I said, he's not able to join us. But then we want local acts. So we have a local act in every city, and I think that's going to be good because there's a lot of really talented ones that are getting more of a chance to play. And I've heard of some.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of all of them, so this is kind of neat for me too, to see the rest of the talent that's out there.
Okay, so it's the first time you've met The Rising over here, is it? You've not met,
Yeah. We did talk. Like, I mean, well, and you know how it is. We all meet via social media, so Skype, Google Hangout. Like, we've talked.
Okay.
We've seen each other, but no, this is the first time we've actually met personally.
And you're going to get to perform and everything together? Doing some performance?
We haven't come up with that yet. Our sets are pretty tight, so, you know, they have theirs, I have mine. Yeah. And we are, you know, we're country rock, but we're still a little different, which you'll find out tonight when you see it. So, we haven't come up with anything that we would say yet, anyways, talking, we should do the song together. But who knows, because they are, my band's phenomenal. It's like a UK all-star band. We won't get into everybody that's on it, but our bass player and drummer are planning for them. So it'd be very easy to kind of slide in and do something, but not yet, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It might happen sometime. We'll see.
Well, obviously, country music over here is growing. Obviously, with the Country to Country Festival, I was lucky to go a couple of years ago, actually. Obviously, with Chris Country Radio and obviously acts like The Shires and Ward Thomas. How does country music over here differ to, obviously, Nashville? You've mentioned how it differs in Canada. Mm-hmm. How would you say it's different?
I would have said in 2010 when I came over, greatly different. Not so much now. When I came over in October, I was absolutely blown away by the talent and the level of talent that's so comparable to what's going on in Nashville right now. And I think that's the influence of what I think artists here see there and what's been who are coming over. So the CTC is a perfect, you know, example of where they're getting it other than just online if they're not seeing it in person. Okay. That festival is obviously massive. We're very close to playing it this year, so we're hoping I'll be playing it next year. But you can see that it's taken that on, or that Nashville kind of persona at that festival, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. So for me, it's a very smooth transition over here.
Back in Black was a cut-off tee, and Lucky Joe's was a fake ID. Saturday night was a don't stop kiss. Catching the buzz was American Blend. The ride around town was King Red. And getting wild was an all-night trip. Summer was soaking up a riverbank, fireworks, dying crazy was going 95 out, running the blue lights. Now was shades on six-pack, kicking back cool. And baby, my backseat was your jean jacket, and our song was radio steady. Your pretty voice was making up words. Your green eyes was in my head, your blonde hair was in my hands. I was doing my best, just bugging the curve. Summer was soaking up a riverbank, fireworks, sky, and crazy was going 95 out, running the blue lights. Now was shades on six pack, kicking back cool. And baby, love was all you. First love high. That highway sign was a long goodbye. Yeah, but summer was soaking up a riverbank, fireworks, sky, and crazy was going 95 out, running the blue lights. Now was shades on six pack, kicking back cool. And baby, love was on you. We'll be right back.
Love Was All You was our the debut off the EP that we really wanted to get out right away as a first. So when we released it in July of last year, it was like, this is the one to bring me back. I mean, that's been the big joke. I didn't disappear. People think I did from 2010 to 2016. I was working very hard in Nashville. Yeah, I was. I was writing. I was building a label. I was doing all that platform work that we had to do. So Love Was All You was one that was pitched to me by two of the co-writers I write with, but the one did a lot of writing on my EP, and he's like, you've got to listen to this. This is you. I know we're writing for it already, but listen to it. And I heard it, and I was like, done. Like, that's right up my alley. So I grabbed it right away, and thankfully, no other artist bumped me for it, because it was pretty much given to me, and I said yes. So yeah. It was exactly the kind of song I want to come back with, so everybody know who I am at this point, because there is some difference from the first one.
Yeah.
The single that's out right now, we released it early, so it's kind of that people want it, so we have to give it to them, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Chris Country and Two Country, who's sponsoring the tour along with Nashville Access.
Yeah.
They all got on it, featured it, and have like playlisted it and got it out there, and it's called The Night Ain't Even Over Yet.
Yeah.
So that has just blown up again for us. We're getting so much exposure with it. There was a video this time for it, so I think that helped as well. And coming over here with the tour, it's just, it's all the pieces that have to be put in place.
Yes.
So this the single's been doing very well.
Okay, then, so you've mentioned sort of co-writing everything. Mm-hmm. I've got to get this right. So have you collaborated with Ken Johnson and Chip Davis at all?
Yeah.
I've read something about those. Is that true?
It's amazing that you brought those names up, because not everybody goes to, which, you know, again, there's nothing wrong with, like, Jaron Boyer, who has had number ones with Dierks Bentley and oh my god, Jason Aldean.
Yes.
So everybody was like, you've written with Jaron. Jaron's great. We've written a bunch when I first got to town.
Yeah.
But Ken wrote with Warren Sellers and another Canadian deal, Daryl Burgess, my first big hit off my debut CD.
Yeah.
And it was really cool is that when I cut it and I released it, Ken found me and came to me and just wanted to say thank you for actually doing it, which I didn't realize that even happened. And it really doesn't happen a lot that I found out. That was just Ken being a good guy.
Okay.
So I was very lucky to have that song. And then we wrote, I don't know how many times, I actually brought them up to Canada to my place, him and his girlfriend at the time, and now his wife. So they hung out, and we had a weekend writing session over about 20 some odd bottles of wine. We had some good music, actually. We were good with it. And we had a couple of our songs actually held by other artists, which was pretty cool. So you knew that wasn't a bad session over the wine. But that's how Ken came into my life. Chip actually came in via another Canadian. There's a lot of Canadians that come down to Nashville and have their own little ties. So it was a friend of mine, Scotty Kiffer, and he's like, listen, hanging out the house again with me. He's like, I'm going over to Chip's. And I didn't even know who he was at first. Then he told me.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me? He goes, you want to do a writing session? I'm like, yeah, I want to do a writing session.
Yeah.
So it's very organic a lot of the time how you get to get into these writing sessions. Like, I'm not a staff writer, so I'm not scheduled to write with people. So it's really your network and your contact that have those other relationships. Say, listen, I'm writing with so-and-so. They know about you. Why don't you come and join us? And then you do, and then your network grows.
Yeah. Hasn't Chip actually helped with songs for like Kenny Rogers, like that? So that's pretty big.
It was a big deal. And some people were like, well, yeah, you know, he had hits before. It doesn't matter. He's had hits for the megastars of country music. So
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've actually performed on the same stages as the likes of like the band Perry. I think Toby Keith, is that right?
Luke Bryan. Yeah.
Luke Bryan.
I wish it was Toby Keith. No, it's okay.
I've
read
so many names. I've been reading up.
I know. Sometimes I stop saying so many names. Toby Keith's one I would love to be on. He's such a badass. I'm gonna say it. I don't know if he can, but he's killer.
Okay, and you've had literally, well, I don't know if you've had number ones in Queensland, Australia. I think, was that with your debut album?
That was with that song with Ken. So if Crazy Woman is so beautiful, so Australia's treated me really, really well. Every single I put out did very well, but that one went number one, and another one went another top 10. So I was very, very fortunate with the debut. Things took off well, which opened the doors to Nashville a lot quicker too.
Yeah, definitely. And you've even been complimented, if I've done my research correctly, by Bob Harris, BBC Radio 2.
Bob, that was the debut again. And it was one of those things, as I'm learning the ropes, and back in 2010 I didn't know everybody here, I didn't know the powers that be, and Bob found it really quickly so to have him play, and if I'm doing my homework right on what I did, all four of my singles, he spot played them at least, or featured them.
Okay.
He did write up a nice little bit about me, which was very cool, especially finding out who he really is. That helped a lot with the debut, and you know, we're hoping that he's liking what we're putting out now. We haven't heard anything yet, but hopefully he's enjoying it.
Okay, well, you've had a great career so far. Where do you see yourself next?
Definitely continue to tour. The industry's changed so much that it's not about just putting out a song and seeing if radio plays it. You've got to get out, and I really want to. I've been, again, quiet in a sense on the artist side for a while, so I'm hungry for the road. I have no problem being on the road. I love the road. Love meeting new people, obviously. I'm definitely coming to Lincoln.
You
know this.
Yeah, you have to.
So for me, it's going to be a lot more touring. Thankfully, the way music gets out nowadays, with my team at MapleStar Music and Media, they take care of my international. I'm getting played again in like dozens and dozens of countries, which is great. Then you need to follow up. So if they want me over there and we can find a fit that makes it happen, you know, we want to hit it. Australia's obviously there. South Africa's come. Netherlands, Switzerland, wow. Norway, Sweden, Germany. Like, we're hearing from them.
Yeah.
So I want to get there. So that's the plan for this year, is to try to get out more. And then the U.S. is obviously the market that we're sliding back into and just trying to do more this year and definitely into 2018.
Okay, then. So where can people go? Where are the usual places to find your music and to keep up to date with you?
Always tell them to go to my site first, of course. So DawsonRaines.com, very easy to find it. All the links are there, the social media links are there. But I am on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, which I love, everything. And I welcome everybody. Like, please come like me, follow me, all that stuff. I do respond. It is me. And again, I love meeting new people. So it's a way of getting in touch with me in a sense, but for me, getting connected to my fans.
Okay. So last question then, if you could sum up your music career so far in one word, what would it be?
Oh geez, what would it be? That's a tough one. I've never had that yet. La, one word. Oh, Tesla's just tough.
You can make it two if it helps, but...
On the rise. Can I make it three?
Yep, that's fine.
So on the rise, I would say. It's definitely... It's been planned. Again, the gap was planned in the sense of I wanted to really do a lot more writing in Nashville, get my business head on for what we want to do with the label. But now that that's all straight, we have team members, we're adding more to the label. It's really, let's really get the music out, tour, build this career of mine, and be, I want to be a predominant name in the UK. Like, this time next year, I hope we're talking still obviously about different things, but that, you know, my song is at this level maybe, or I'm playing this festival, I'm on this show. That's what I want. I want to make sure that I'm doing it the way I see it. And On the Rise is probably the best way. Like, I definitely feel that. I'm hearing it. So it's nice that, you know, we've made that choice, or I made that choice to do what I've done, and things are happening because of it.
Okay, then. Well, I think you're going to go far. Thank you very much.
I appreciate this. This has been a very cool, unique way of meeting you and doing an interview almost like the next couple days later. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
The sun comes up and I'm right there with it. I work all day, make a pretty good living. I do what I do till the sun says it's time to go. I get back to the house, there's barbecue cooking. I kiss my woman, man, she's good looking. Kids come running, laughing, yelling, hey, daddy's home. You know the grass ain't greener when you're loving right where you're at.
Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting. And quite frankly, it's about time someone did that.
Indeed. What can I say? There wasn't anything wrong with that interview, was there, Camo?
No, not at all.
There you are, you see. Marvellous stuff. I still would have actually pointed out it's not, ain't nothing wrong with that. Isn't anything wrong with that. Never mind. Well done, Tessa. You want to share some thoughts with respect to Camo in terms of the brief and obviously the great Dawson Rains?
Yeah. I mean, I was very impressed when I went to see him. I mean, he's banned because I think there were four English guys and they're obviously over here and have been helping him out while he's on tour over here, and they were very good as well. Dawson also had The Rising, an Irish country rock band, with him, and I thought they was extremely good, and hopefully we'll feature them on the show soon as well. I don't know, Camo, have you heard of The Rising before? Have you heard some?
Not prior to this, no. I hadn't.
No, they're very good. But no, the overall night was brilliant, and I think he's definitely going to be a rising star. I mean, cool. Yeah.
He will reign supreme.
He will reign, definitely. Mm. He's got the perfect name for showbiz.
Exactly. And he likes Canada, which can't be a bad thing. Never mind.
I know, but he was praising Nashville a lot. A lot.
And Nashville Access as well, clearly.
And Nashville Access. You did come up a few times, Camo.
Regularly. It's marvellous stuff. That. Tessa, so many exciting things to still fit into the programme, and we're over halfway through it now.
Already.
Would you like to share with Camo the next little tune that's coming from, I believe, a band that, again, Camo introduced to the Midweek Drive back in the day?
Was this Rascal Flatts? Mm. I think it was. So this is Yours If You Want It by Rascal Flatts.
There you go.
Sipping this bottle of wine, a lone star hanging in the sky with a wish left on it, and it's yours if you want it. And this wildflower from the neighbor's yard, a real slow dance in the moonlight dark, this hand in my pocket, oh baby, just call it, 'cause it's yours if you want it. This rickety front porch swing, every word of every song I sing, my jacket when it's cold, oh baby, don't you know, you got a place to lay your head on the other side of my empty bed, and it's just made for falling, and it's yours if you want it, it's yours if you want it.
Okay then, so that was Rascal Flatts and Yours If You Want It. And now, Camel, I'm not sure whether you've heard the news, but Rascal Flatts are apparently opening their own restaurant in LA.
Yeah, we actually talked about that in Nashville Access this week. They've already got one in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And they were talking, it was supposed to be originally opened in Arizona, but they've decided to go on in LA. It's right at, forget the cross street, but it's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay, yeah, I like sort of their little title, Yours If You Want It, Beer and Cocktails, Down Home Eats and Good Music. I quite like that. If I was over there, I'd definitely take a visit. Speaking of Nashville Access, have you got any new news, anything going on, what's happening?
Well, on Nashville Access this week, if you're listening to it, we've got news about Reba McEntire performing at the ACMs this past week. She performed with a Christian artist that's getting a lot of attention. So we talk about that on the show. Obviously, we talk about the ACMs. Blake Shelton was noticeably absent from, well, not noticeably. He just didn't go to the ACMs. He just preferred to sit on his property in Oklahoma and have a drink or two. So we've got all that kind of news coming up. Also, our super pick this week is from another Texas guy named Cody Johnson. He's one of the really hot properties in Texas right now. So he's our super pick this week. And our interview is with Brothers Osborne, who won two Academy of Country Music Awards this past week. And they won Best New Vocal Duo and Best Vocal Duo. So new or old, they're still the best. So that's pretty exciting for them. Nice guys.
Yeah, I actually saw that. I was looking up at the ACM winners. What do you think of all of the winners? Was you shocked? So Miranda Lambert obviously got Album of the Year and Female Vocalist of the Year. Did you expect that?
To be honest, I didn't watch the awards because I'm more of a traditional country guy, and there's not a whole lot of traditional stuff going on any of the award shows these days. I actually went out to a bar here in Nashville for a record release party of a new artist from Texas named Jeremy Stedding. He has a band called It's Jeremy Stedding and the Rebellion. And it was great. It was Texas music right here in the heart of Nashville. And I like that. That was fun.
I suppose the only traditional thing, I mean, Album of the Year, not Album of the Year, that's me going back, but I know The Country Forever, they did a song for Dolly Parton, didn't they, sort of celebrating her work, and I think that won Best Song or Best Event or something. So I suppose that was the only thing that was traditional about the ACM Awards. But I would agree with you, I think. I think it's all kind of changing now. But yeah, so I think our next musical selection of the show is Faith Hill and Tim McGraw's new collaboration, Speak to a Girl.
That's a hot new duet, and it's smoking up the charts, so good song.
She don't give a damn about your Benjamin Franklins. She wants Aretha. She don't really care how you're spending your money, it's all how you treat her. She just wants a friend to be there when she opens her eyes in the morning. She wants you to say what you mean and mean everything that you're saying, 'cause that's how you talk to a woman. That's how you speak to a girl. That's how you get with a lady who's worth more than anything in your whole world. You better respect your mama. Respect the hell out of her. 'Cause that's how you talk to a woman. Speak to a girl.
She don't give a damn about your pride or the lies that you're hiding behind.
just wanna feel that you're real, that she's near to the man that's inside. She don't need to hear she's a queen on a throne, that she's more than amazing. She just wants you to say what you mean and to mean everything that you'll say.
So that was the beautiful Speak to a Girl by Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. And now we're going to do on the show a country or not country song. And it's also a duet by Una Healy from The Saturdays and Sam Palladio, not sure, Camo, how to pronounce that, from Nashville. So
the TV show Nashville.
The TV
He's
show.
He's actually from the UK.
Yeah. Who, Sam? Oh, I thought he was actually from New Zealand. I thought him and...
Okay, he may be. Yeah. He doesn't talk like us.
No, he doesn't. He does have a different accent. But, yeah, so we're going to play this and get your thoughts on it afterwards, Camo. Yeah.
Won't you stay... Come and go, won't you stay, my love? Want you to know you give me just enough. Won't you stay, my love?
Oh, would you be my love? 'Cause I will give you all of me, my love. To the moon and back is not enough. Would you be my love?
You hold my heart right in your hands, and you take control of all that I am. Do you feel the same? Do you feel the same? Please just stay, my love. Don't you ever walk away, my love. Even just for one more day, my love. Won't you stay? Do you feel the same?
Do you feel the same? 'Cause all of my life I have been searching, and with you I'm alive. And all the pain's been worth it, and if only for tonight.
Won't you please stay right by my side?
Oh, would you be?
So, Camo, what are your thoughts on that song and that duo?
Well, yeah, it's country enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of shocked when I heard that the two were collaborating. I just wouldn't have put, I don't think, the two together at the time. I think it sounds lovely, and I think Una's overall look in the music video, she suits country. But I thought it was really, really random when I first heard. What are your thoughts? Because there has been some controversy over the new song "The Fighter" by Carrie Underwood and Keith Urban. What are your thoughts on that?
My personal thoughts, when I first heard it, I was thinking this is not country, but because it's those two, country radio will be all over it here, and it'll be a number one song. You know, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the thing. They're so recognised now that it doesn't really matter what they do. Everyone is going to love it. I mean, I like the song, but it does have a very different feel to the usual sort of music they put together. So, now our next track is actually one from Lady Antebellum, and I know they will. I think they're coming on tour in the UK soon. Yes. So it's their new track called "You Look Good."
Turning all day when they see you with me. I'm thinking every
Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
Yeah, so that was Lady Antebellum's new track, You Look Good. And we're actually coming to the end of the show already, aren't we, Alex?
Yes, I can't believe Volume 8 is now more or less tucked away after the epic Dawson Rains Tessa Snott interview with Camo there. One of these days, with Skype, of course, and other magical devices, he may be able to join in the interviews as well.
That would be good, wouldn't it, if we could have multiple people all at once on the show? Well, if you want to, if you don't get a chance to listen to the show, then you can always catch up on it on the podcast.
You can listen again.
Or you can listen again, even. You can go to the Facebook page, which is Sound and Country Vision, or you can visit our Twitter page, which is at Sound and Country. And everything's there, all the volumes. If you want to go back to the first one, that's there. Listen all the way through.
And shall we ask Camo how people can access Nashville Access?
Yes. Camo, how can people access Nashville Access?
Our website is www.nashville-access.com, and we're located everywhere on social media at Nashville Access. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Our YouTube channel is up, so if you want to see some really cool interviews, go over there. We've got a whole bunch of them up there, and some interesting new artists that I think you'll really like, live performances. It's really cool.
There we go, then.
Although, when it comes to interviews, it has to be said, Tessa made a very solid debut. I mean, what would you score out of 10 for the interview, Camo?
Oh, it was a very good interview. Turn it up to 11.
Yeah, so. You see.
Oh. Too kind.
And Dawson's ready to actually go, we haven't got an end trail to actually say keep country real. Or
we haven't. We've not come up with one yet, have we?
We will.
We'll change it every show.
But as Dawson Rains might well say, the night...
ain't over yet.
I stopped the flowers, picked them up just off the side of the road. Girl, I'm coming in hot, you pick the spot anywhere you want to go. Got a clear sky above, one hell of a time waiting on us. Let's take it slow and steady, no need to rush, you ready. Or kick your feet up lazy, hang them out the window, baby. Just you and me flying, down the gravel road, radio dialing. Or getting midnight crazy, or what you say now, baby. We keep on, we're bound to find. A drive in, a take out, a little scenic route beneath the pine. And we may just have to pause, but still a few moments in the dark. Now, maybe we love on the edge like this, already falling in. That's where we thought we'd get, and the night ain't even over yet. If you get that feeling, and the feeling's getting stronger. Not crazy.
you say now, maybe we'll love on the